I'd like to ask Mr. Clancy how us stupid Americans become informed.
Well, unfortunately, Clancy's hung up. My name's David Hall.
I'm sorry, David. I'd like to ask you how do us stupid cow-milking Americans become informed?
You're asking me?
Yeah, isn't the media one of the forms that be that
let me explain something, Jim. You don't have a constitutional right to listen to the radio.
I think what he's suggesting.
No, I know what he's suggesting. He's asking me how to keep himself informed. I don't know. Go down and read a comic book. It's not
your
my job.
Point,
it's not my job. My job's to make money for my company. Are you blind? Read a paper. They got Braille now.
Okay.
Let me ask you another
question.
They got the New York Times
point,
in Braille.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Your point is that you don't want to alienate somebody. I've never called a radio station in 37 years.
Absolutely.
And I feel strongly enough about this. What's keeping the anti-war people from calling this radio station?
I don't want to hear anti-war people. They're going to get pissed off.
What's keeping anybody who has an opinion from calling the radio station?
All you pro-war people scare them.
I got to hold on for a minute. Mr. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
I thought you hung up.
No, sir, I did not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
What? I'm not pro-war or against war right now. I'd like to learn the facts. And the way that we do that is discussing it.
Jim, hold on. Lloyd, I got to hang up on you.
Well, sir.
All right, go ahead, Jim, because I got too many people on the line. Go ahead.
Well, and this is a way that we become informed. If I was interested,
I don't have to inform you. I can put country music on this station if I wanted to. What are you going to say then? You should go down to the newsstand, pick out some newspapers and books, and read up on the situation.
But that doesn't answer the question.
Wait a second.
What?
Get off the phone.
Well, what is talk radio for?
Well,
women's rights? Is that what we're here to discuss?
Talk radio is a form of entertainment. It's to entertain the people listening. If they're entertained listening to you and me, then we got listeners.
Well, what about me? And how
is it this guy keeps getting on the air? Will you throw him off the air, please?
Why don't you go to a town hall discussion or something? Go to a PTO meeting. I understand auctions are very informative. Anything, just not my radio station.
Well, you can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Go ahead, Jim.
Sir, what I don't understand
I've
is the most...
I've still got a bullet lodged in my right buttock.
Will you please get that guy off the air?
Go ahead, Jim. I'm here.
This is the most important topic right now.
What, the bullet in his ass?
No.
The Iraq War.
I have two small children, okay?
Are they in the war? Are they in the army, or were they...
No, can I finish my statement, please?
Go ahead.
And the outcome, you know, things are different now than they were before September 11th, okay? And the outcome of this war could change my kids' future. And I think that that's something worth talking about.
Maybe for the better.
That might
maybe
be for the
better,
better
for yeah.
The
maybe for the worse.
You're right.
We don't know.
Hopefully it's for the better. God willing, it's for the better. But the point is,
can I ask you
why
a question,
would you,
Jim?
Why would you know?
How hard is it for a gay man to raise those two kids? Because a lot of the...
Wait a minute.
What?
He didn't say he was gay.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought I heard him say that.
I'm not gay. Married with two children. But thank you, sir.
Married to a lady.
And married to a lady.
Okay.
So, what do you...
That has nothing to do...
Can we get that guy...
What do you want? I told you...
This is the most important...
All right, Jim.
Can I talk?
You can live stream our show anytime you want, but it's going to cost you $6.95 a month. But you live stream the show, we got a 30-day archive of all the shows. We got a huge archive of all of our bits, so you can listen to those whenever you want. And we actually have people, I get email from people saying, I don't listen to your show live, man. I'm like going through the archive. I'm already up to February 23rd. So they're weeks behind, but that's how some people want to hear the show. Time now for a buy request listener flashback. And this is from Arnold in Monterey, who says, hey, Phil, I can't remember whose bit it was, but I think it was Jeff Dowder. The bit was about him saving some kid's life, and he thought he should get some sort of compensation. I think he said something to the effect of, how about a C note? I love this show. Thanks, Arnold from Monterey. Here it is, Jeff Dowder saving a kid from a 2-foot sand shark.
Listen, this guy is an idiot. You don't go out and save a child and then demand a reward. My God, man, if you were in the area and it truly was a life-threatening situation, even then you wouldn't demand a reward. What kind of honor have you got?
Well, wait a minute. It's generally considered appropriate to ask a reward of some
kind
on account of you saved a life.
No, it's not appropriate to ask a reward.
Well, like, for instance,
I spent 13 years in the Navy, and I pulled a lot of guys out of the water with clamps or whatever that they had a potential of drowning.
What's that got to do with what I did?
The rest of my life?
What's that? I'm not talking about a guy with a tummy ache. I'm talking about a shark that was going to go after a kid.
I've been swimming in the water where sharks showed up a lot of times.
Okay.
I've been in the Navy for 13 years.
How long were you in the Navy for?
Pardon me?
How long were you in the Navy for?
What was I in the Navy for?
Yeah, why did you join the Navy?
Why?
Why, yeah.
Because I was defending our country, you idiot.
By what? Wrestling sharks?
Have you been in the service?
I've been in the service. Yeah, I've been in the service of a frat party one night.
Oh yeah, that's
all
probably
right.
About it.
Look, where are we going here, gentlemen?
You know, well, I'm trying to talk to this guy about sand shark.
The guy should have offered to share a beer with you, maybe, and that would have been overdone.
Well, wait a second.
You're a jerk.
Oh my God, man! You're down at the beach, and your little girl, and a shark comes at her, and I pull her out of the water. The least you can do is kick in a C note. Right?
Yeah, antagonize the hell out of them, make them dive at you, huh?
Hey, are you trying to tell me that after I pulled your grandkid or some whatever you got, some little great-grandchild out of the water, and I said, hey, Carl, how about making with a C-note, man? You'd lunge at me? God, that's rude, dude.
My nephew fell off a cliff into the water and damn near drowned, and I dove in and grabbed him and pulled him up and I didn't expect my brother to reward me the rest of my life or buy me a new motor.
Well, you should have, man, because if I was that brother, I'd be stepping up to the plate. Hey, do you got a tattoo of an anchor or something like that?
What would you step up to the plate with if you can't even afford an engine and transmission for your truck? You're an idiot.
Oh, I'm okay.
You hang out at the beach. You're a beach bum.
At least you hang out
over there hoping that something will happen where you can scrape up a few bucks to go buy your next case of beer.
I think Carl finally hit the nail on the head.
Wait just a minute, man. This guy pushed his nephew off a cliff, then dove in and pretended like he was saving him. Do you eat spinach like Popeye? Hey, Carl.
You are a complete idiot. I pushed my nephew off a cliff and then dove in to save him.
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea.
Hey, dude, that'd be a great idea.
Okay,
that's a great
round.
That's a great way to make some money, Carl.
Okay, I got to split, man, because they got Balboa bars.
They're going to close the Balboa bar stand here in a couple minutes. I'll go get it.
For a guy like you, it might be a great way to make some money.
Hey, Carl, you know this song? In the Navy, you can meet and sleep with guys in the Navy.
Okay, that's rude, dude. Very rude.
Well, Carl, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, you can do all the slandering you want.
I bet you were the Indian in the village people.
Protecting your ass right now.
Protecting
right
my
ass? Now, there's
hey,
people over there
I'm
giving
over
their
there
lives
on
for
the
your
beach,
ass.
Pulling
and I
out a sand shark
a money
and
for
a
them
little girl, and the father won't even help me put a new transmission in my van?
Why should he? Come on, dude.
You know.
Why should he?
Hey, Carl. I'm a sailor, man. I live in a garbage can. I eat all the worms that live at the bottom. I pop in the garbage can.
This guy's, I think he's stoned, man. I think he's high.
Well,
Carl, thank you.
I think the guy is out of his head.
Okay, well, Carl, thank you for your service in the United States Navy. And
were you a lifeguard?
There it is, a flashback from Jeff Dowder with that poor old guy from the Navy, and it was all about Jeff wanting a reward for saving a little girl in 2 feet of water from a sand shark. All right, now, do I have on the line, is this Mr. Canoza?
Hello, Phil, how are you?
Good, I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
I was saying to Rudy and to Trudy, I'm Rudy, and Trudy is my secretary that I've not talked to in a long time, but it's very good to be with you, and I wish you was under better circumstances.
Well, you have a lawsuit that you're dealing with now. And
it's not yet a lawsuit.
I'm sorry?
It's not yet a lawsuit, but the woman has threatened because I was attempting to communicate with her. And
all right, now you're from Argentina. You have Je T'aime Lingerie over there. You do a lot of business with women, correct?
Oh, I have a great many women coming to our stores.
Okay, and the women who do come into your store, okay, I'm hearing a foghorn.
Right, hold on. Bobby, close the doors.
What is the foghorn?
The foghorn, no, that's for women who are... We have a way of alerting people if an overweight woman comes in. But I am more concerned with the effect of this Muslim woman who came into my store. She was looking for lingerie, and yet she is covered. And I said, is it true that you
All right, no, just to bring the audience up to speed, though. You have a confrontation with one of the local mosques over one of their members, a Muslim woman who came in with a friend to your lingerie store.
Yes, and of course, what is a Muslim woman to do if she wore... She had a scarf over her head.
So she's very traditional?
Yes, yes. And so I was attempting to let her know that she should understand she's in America. And I wanted to let her know that she is lovely, and she, even with the scarf over her head, she's a beautiful woman.
All right, but so what happened?
What happened was I said to her, are you Muslim? And she said, yes, I am. And I said, then you must believe in Allah, la, la. See, because what I do, Phil, as you know...
All right, well, let people... You go la, la, la to tell women they're beautiful?
Yes, when you see a beautiful woman, you say to her, la, 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 la. And that...
you know, you've had a lot of women calling in, Argentinian women, say that that doesn't happen in your country.
Well, they're liars. They are all lying witches. I've told you this before. The women from Argentina who call to say that this is not the case are liars because they lie. And they are upset that we give most of our attention not to American women. And
so you say this la-la-la.
Yes, it's a South American tradition to, when you see a beautiful woman, to go la-la-la-la-la. You know,
are you sticking your tongue out of your head?
Yes, yes. So, in comes this Muslim woman.
All right, so then you're messing around with a religion.
Could I finish what I'm trying to say?
Go ahead.
She comes into my store. I said, are you Muslim? She said, yes. I said, oh, I get it. You believe in Allah, la, 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 la. You see? Well, what are you laughing at?
What? You mean you believe in Allah?
Yes, but I said... You believe in Allah, la. You know, I did a little bit of a tongue. I did a little tongue flip.
Well, anybody is going to take offense at that.
I didn't mean to. Yeah, I was trying to say to her, you are lovely. Even if you are a Muslim and you believe in Allah. And that's what I said. What is his name?
His name's Allah.
All right, so I said Allah. You know, it's like one extra syllable. And she gets bent out of shape over this. So now what I have to do is I've got to... Oh, there goes another one, Benny. Will you please lock the doors?
Will you knock it off with the foghorn?
This is part of what I do in my store. Hold on. Here's another Muslim. What do you want me to do?
It's another Muslim woman coming in your store?
Yes. What am I supposed to do?
Don't do anything. Just help her.
All right. Hold on.
But I need your attention here.
Just hold on for a minute. Hello. How are you? Are you Muslim? No. Dear, are you Muslim? Yeah. How's Alala these days?
All right, so you just did it again.
All right. You know, it's a terrible thing to come to a country where you can celebrate freedom and to have people step all over you and tell you, no, no, Rudy, you may not do this. No, no, Rudy, you can't do that. And the Muslim people, especially ever since 9/11, have got thin skin, and they don't want anyone talking about them, and they don't want anyone saying anything about them, and you can't say they wear a funny-looking headdress, and you can't say anything about them. So I get the Muslim woman, and I said, is it true 5 days, 5 times a day, you bow to Allah, la, 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 and you're telling me...
You're making fun of somebody's religion, guy. It's like coming up and saying, hey, Jesus woke up feeling a little cross today.
I don't get it.
It's just making a freaking religious joke, okay? It's not something, in my opinion, that you're going to...
There's another one.
It's not something, in my opinion, that is going to make you a lot of friends.
Even if I said, Allah is great, you know that phrase?
Yeah.
What if I said, Allah, la, 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 is great?
He is on our newsmaker line. I just want to get a very quick update from you, Dr. Sadler, on the boycott, proposed boycott of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's correct, Phil. I'm very gratified to have Pamela Anderson join us. She is the top-notch model, as well as a wonderful spokesperson and actress. And she has joined us, as have a great many people. And really the message is this. I think the time has come for us to stop mistreating animals. And I'm very concerned.
What are you a doctor of?
I'm a psychologist.
Okay. Not a psychiatrist.
No, I'm a clinical psychologist.
Okay, and how did you get involved with PETA?
I think I got involved with PETA the way a lot of people do. I'm a weightlifter. I shouldn't say I'm a weightlifter, but I enjoy I enjoy working out. And I do an awful lot of lifting and an awful lot of gymnastics and calisthenics on my front lawn. A school bus was driving by one day, and the mother was out front to pick up her child, and I was out front lifting and squatting. And
I just want to be clear. You're out on your front lawn lifting weights?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Why did you ask that question?
Well, I'm... So you saw a school bus pull up, and there's a mother waiting there.
Yeah, and she... But I'm curious. Why did you ask the question?
Well, a lot of times, I guess it's because a lot of cats that lift weights... But you're not wearing, like, a thong or anything, are you?
Well, no, I don't wear a thong. I do wear a tight brief for support. But I can assure you it's nothing revealing. It's a tight brief, but it's nothing revealing. And I do oil up, but... And I suppose that's why I got the attention of this mother. She was looking at me and admiring me. And
okay, that's fine, man. So anyway, you talked to her?
Yes, I talked to her, and she started telling me about PETA and some of the work she did. So I got very interested, and I wanted to be involved. And over the course of time, I've become very, very active in PETA's drive to have... Colonel Chicken. I'm not very familiar with fast food because I eat a highly regimented diet. Most of what I eat is vegetable matter, and then I use the gas that it produces to...
Okay, I don't... Sir, can we get to the point here?
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to come on and explain...
Yeah, but I don't need to hear you tell me how you eat vegetables, and then when you pass gas, you use that.
Well, I'm not talking about it in a juvenile way. I'm talking about it in a very helpful way. But the point is, I am a vegan, and I use an awful lot of soy byproduct. After I work out, I usually will have some kind of soy protein, and yes, it does create some level of gas. But I have found a way to recycle it. I put a what is more or less a vacuum in the side of in a wall, so I just back my rear end.
I don't want to hear about that, man. Just tell me about KFC.
Well, I'm not accustomed to being yelled at.
Right, I'm sorry, sir. Don't tell me about how you're, you know, blowing one off in the wall.
Well, I can assure you it's not juvenile.
That's fine, man. Just tell me about the KFC PETA thing.
All right. Pamela Anderson, I've admired her for a great many years. I suppose I'm not unlike a lot of American men who have enjoyed her, and I've thoroughly enjoyed her. I have to tell you a funny story.
Oh God!
I was online one night, and they were selling the Tommy Lee and Pamela video on the boat, and I said, "Well, you know, for fun." And my wife, Mandy, said, "Oh, don't." And I said, "Oh, come on." And so we bought it. And you know what? I don't find anything offensive about it. I think it's very beautiful what they're doing. And
okay, that's really great. And so can I tell me a little bit about PETA and KFC?
Well, all right. I was talking to Mandy after I met this lady. And Mandy is my wife, who is 2 years out of high school. So she doesn't really know a lot about it.
Now, hold on. Your wife is... How old is your wife?
Mandy's 19.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 40. Well, if you're going to start to indict me for my age difference with my wife...
I'm not. I mean, she's of age. How old are you?
I'm 45.
Your wife's 19, you're 45.
Well, I can... like I said, I do a lot of lifting. I do a lot of body shaping.
All right, dude. So anyway, PETA.
All right, PETA. I came into possession of a video showing the kind of abuse that the Kentucky Fried Colonel Company.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Forgive me, Kentucky Fried. I said Kentucky Fried Colonel as if they took the colonel and cooked him. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's great, man.
So anyway, I came into possession of this tape, and I do have this.
Now, he can play the audio, Phil.
All right, Bud Dickman tells me you can play the audio.
That's correct.
Because obviously this is radio.
Well, that's correct, but I think the audio will tell you an awful lot about the kind of horrible abuse that is being perpetrated on the chickens at Colonel Sanders. So with your indulgence, Phil.
All right, go ahead. This is, now, where was this video taken?
At one of the Colonel Chicken's, I'm sorry, the...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken rendering plant in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And here, I'll roll the tape.
Yeah. Yeah! You like that, huh? All right. Now, give me your beak. Give me your...
And that's really all...
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Is that guy doing to that chicken what I think he's doing?
Yes. It is shocking. Ms. Anderson alerted me to this through a... she sends out a mass mailing email, and she... what she was offering was her and Tommy Lee's tape, and she threw that in for $9.95. And
get him out of here!
He said he was real.
He may be real, man, but I don't want to hear his story any longer. Pamela Anderson threw it in with the Tommy Lee tape for $9.95. I'm out on my front lawn working out. My wife's 19 years old. Kentucky Fried Colonel. What's up with the world that we live in, my brothers and sisters? All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show?
Hi, Phil. I'm a farmer. I'm living out in Oildale, California. I'm listening to your program. I heard the gentleman talking about the PETA.
Yes, sir.
I'm very familiar with these rendering plants and what they do to the chickens and to these animals. And I can tell you that our association with many of the wholesalers has been that we don't want any abuse. We will not give them an abused animal. And I think you can have a relationship with the animals. It doesn't have to be abused.
Well, this guy had a sex tape.
Well, to me, that's almost unbelievable. But I can tell you, this is coming straight, if you pardon the pun, straight from the horse's mouth. The best beak I ever got was from a...
Okay, hang up on him.
What did he say?
He said he got great beak from a chicken. Here, bud.
I say, son.
Get out of here, Mr. Henry.
Get him out of here.
Well, you'll hear from my counselor. I'll call my barrister.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Mr. Henry. Never want to see you again.
Are you uncouth ghoul? Who is this man that has his hands on me?
That's Bud Dickman, okay?
Well, he looks like some kind of a freak. Something out of a sideshow.
Oh, yeah? Take that. Hurts, doesn't it?
Hardly feel a thing.
Oh, let me do it, will you?
Okay.
Ow!
Now get out. Boy, nice punch you got there, bud. Really landing a couple of good ones, huh?
Well, I was playing pool last night.
Whatever. It's time now for chicken jokes. All right. Ted Bell will be with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills on traveling by charter jet and how, if you mention that at a party, it'll help pick up chicks. Also,
that's a chicken joke, too.
Oh, shut up. Also, we're going to have on the show tonight R.C. Collins talking about how he wants to be 101st Airborne when he gets out of Bradley Military Academy. But if it gets too hairy, gets a little scary, he wants to go back to the base. He doesn't want to jump. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Darren, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very fantastically, and I'm really very, very grateful. Have you on the C-93, and I wanted to come on and say hello to you and all the affiliated radio stations.
Well, thank you very much, and we were on Stan and Haney's show. He's not on your station. They're not on your station. They're down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, I was having to do a really good show, though, and I'm very, very excited about having the Phil Hendry show here on C-93. And we are the talk of Pure South Dakota. We're the talk of Pure South Dakota, the entire Tri-City, later, Bill. And I wanted to say, Phil, I had a couple of ideas.
This guy's bugging me.
Shut up, bud.
See something?
No, nothing. So, what ideas do you have, man?
Well, Phil, I was thinking of maybe, you know, in your radio program, you could do a little bit more Hollywood talk. I think it'd be fantastic to do some Hollywood talk. Everybody out here in Middle America wants to hear about Hollywood. Well, there's nothing going on there.
I might want to hurt him.
Shut up, bud.
I'm sorry?
Nothing, nothing. Hollywood talk, huh?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. I think, you know, talking about politics is fantastic, and everybody wants to talk about George Bush, but the thing that we really want to talk about is Hollywood talk. To tell us more about Ryan Seacrest, the people like that.
Yeah, all right, man.
I'm going into the phone.
Stay out of the phone, bud.
I'm going in.
Phil, I hear a retard with you. Who is that?
Okay, that did it. I'm going in. Stay out of the phone.
I'm in the phone. Oh, my God, it's a mutant. Get on your knees. Phil, you gotta help me.
Darren, just do what he says.
Get on your knees. What are you gonna do?
I'm sorry, Phil.
What are you doing, bud?
I got the barrel of a Smith & Wesson right against his ear.
Oh, come on, man. You can't kill the guy.
Please, God, don't hurt me. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna hurt you bad, Darren. You've been bugging me. Now it's all over. Say your prayers. Come on, please. Say your prayers. I wish I would have got my hair shoe shined. I wish I would have... I did it.
Stay where you are, bud. I'm calling the police.
That's fine.
Just put the gun down. I'm calling the police.
Okay.
Where are you, anyway?
I'm in South Dakota, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. All right, I'll call the South Dakota police.
He's dead, and that's all I care about. I've done my duty, and now I'm going to turn the gun on myself.
Wait a minute, bud. Don't...
No, I'm going to do it. Bud,
please don't do it.
No, I'm going to do it. Tell me you love me.
What?
Tell me you love me.
Tell you I love you?
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I shot myself anyway.
You shot yourself anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you're still talking to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. I'm just kidding.
Get out of the phone and get back here. No, in fact, don't come back here. Stay where you are. I am calling the cops. I want you in the same cell with Walter Belhaven. I want the two of you guys sharing the same bunk. So if you want to be Walter Belhaven's pen pal, just write to the Phil Hendry Show. You know, the inmates in the various prisons around this country, they really need pen pals. Did you hear, I don't know if you guys were with us the last hour of our show last night, but we got a hold of this Canadian Coalition Against the Death Penalty website, which was kind of boring, all their, you know, their babbling. But the cool part was they had all the death row inmates from all of the 50 states. Don't ask me why the Canadians are all over us about the death penalty, but, you know, they're always sticking their nose into our business. You know that? Every time we stick our nose into their business, they get all bent out of shape. But they come down here, stick their nose. Sure, Hurricane Carter was innocent. What's that got to do with you? Anyway, so they have all these really cool pictures of these inmates, and some of them look like they would slit your throat for a farthing. And they want pen pals. Hi, my name's Bruno Hauptmann. I strangled a Lindbergh baby and then pickled it in a large drum, but I'd really like to... You know, I'd really love it if you'd write to me. See, that's what they got to do. What they have is just a paragraph. It says, my name's Bruno, and I am in the, you know, whatever the hell, you know.